Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, April the 13th. It's National Scrabble Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's Toy Department. Had our family over for Catholic Passover last weekend, and we got some of the toys out, and I jammed a Scrabble tile into a Nerf gun. I shot my brother. I hurt him badly. I wasn't intending to. I thought it was a blank.
It's more than with the Catholic Passover.
See what we're doing for the Jewish Easter.
Oh, good golly. Pedal to the metal. All right, let's start with the surf and the weather.
Oh, not a bad day at all. Currently 10 degrees, working your way up to a high of 16, so nice warm temperatures to meet. However, get out those umbrellas and rubber boots, because rains are coming, and going to last for the next couple of days. And on National Scrabble Day, today's random daily shout-out goes to my neighbor, who was walking across the road while carrying a game of Scrabble, and then he suddenly dropped it, leaving the game board in pieces all over the place. So I said, hey, John, what's the word on the street? I didn't find that funny, especially because his name is Brian.
Do you get more points for Brian than you do?
I think so.
Because there's that Y for four letters and a B for three. Well, National Scrabble Day has cast a spell on us as we celebrate the day the Scrabble inventor Alfred Mosher was born. He gave the world an iconic board game, now played all over the world. You know, we live for triple word scores, not to mention the strategic use of those mysterious and dangerous blank tiles. I was part of a Scrabble club a while back. First rule of Scrabble club, do not talk about Scrabble club. It was hard to get out, but I finally did quit Scrabble club. But now they're sending me threatening letters. I just didn't want to squabble with them. Oh, by the way, that's a valuable Scrabble word. 21 points. But hey, let's just celebrate. 63 points. One of the world's most iconic board games. Let us now listen in to tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Are we doing some Michael Jackson? ABC?
No, I know. You know, that would have been a good one. But anyway, this one is a stretch, so work with me, people. The Scrabble is a game, and I thought of songs that had to do with games, or had game in the title. And so I picked a song, it's a little bit of a sad song, but it's one of my favorites, from a singer that has gone too soon. And it's Love is a Losing Game by Amy Winehouse. Do you guys know that song?
Yes, I love it.
What a beautiful, it's my favorite. So again, it gets me right at the beginning. For you, I was a flame. Love is a losing game. Five-story fire as you came. Love is a losing game. What I wish I never played. Oh, what a mess we made. And now the final frame. Love is a losing game. I could literally just read out every single lyric of this song. It is the whole five-story fire as you came. We've all had that, right? Well, I don't know. Maybe y'all have it.
I would have recommended not drinking 40 ouncer when you're playing Scrabble. She would have been better off in terms of outcomes.
But yeah, so one of my favorite songs by Amy Winehouse, Love is a Losing Game. You're in that melancholy mood. It's just a wonderful song to listen to.
Yeah.
Right on. I was trying to think of another one.
I mean, there was like Quit Playing Games with My Heart, but I'm like, no, yeah. That song. There's a lot of game songs.
Hey, you could have picked Dominoes. That would have been all right. Yeah. Scrabble, it's still a game. It's kind of
do you know games people play by Alan Parsons?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a really good tune.
Let's see. Pac-Man Fever, Pinball Wizard. Look at all these game songs. Roll of the Dice. Oh, wow. And Iron Maiden's classic, Stratego. All right, so we will go with Love is a Game. Something. I can't read my own writing. Losing Game. I couldn't read that word. Amy Winehouse.
A little Amy Winehouse.
Oh, golly. We will add it to the playlist and get it in our show notes and slide it. Adventures with Venturo, today sponsored by PJ's Pet Center. They are developing a Scrabble partnership with the local farming community. E-I-E-I-O. Venturo, what have you got for us today? Mark's really fixated on the letter L today, I guess you could say.
I want to start off today with a big shout out to, I would say, probably our number one fan, Bonnie. The book is coming from her recommendation. She actually sent me this book, which is awesome, with a great letter. So a big shout out to Bonnie for this recommendation. I actually read through this book, and it was a very good read. I actually left me with a couple of tears at the end, but an awesome read. I won't spoil this book for anybody. I'll just give you a quick overview of the book. It's called The Velveteen Rabbit by Marjorie Williams Bianco, and it's definitely a good read. So, The Velveteen Rabbit lives with a boy in his nursery with other toys, waiting for one day when the boy will choose him to be a playmate. The shy rabbit befriends the tattered skin horse, the wisest resident of the nursery, who reveals the goal of the nursery toys, which is to be made real through the love of a human, who is the boy. I'll tell you that the boy got sick, and that's as much as I will go to, but go check out that book. It's called The Velveteen Rabbit by Marjorie Williams Bianco. Very, very good read. Go check. Actually, a children's book. Yeah, go check it out for real.
So maybe that recommendation.
That's Bonnie, or I would say our number one fan.
I really love Bonnie's book recommendations. Yeah. Her YouTube recommendations to you, on the other hand. Not so much.
All right, the count is at 3 consecutive days where we referenced the YouTube incident. Then tomorrow we'll see if we can hit 4. We're going to tune in tomorrow, everybody, just to see if we can make it to 4 days in a row. In the meantime, let us get to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, will work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how are you doing today?
Someone peed in my pool, and I'm all out of chlorine.
Yeah, okay, some edge coming today. Well, you will be able to maybe help out by earning some Zeller's dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses. And how much they delight the wise guys and girl. Remember, bonus bucks earn each time you get Venturo to laugh out loud. And we've got a $4 carryover from last week. I have 3 questions in my hand about Scrabble, brought to you by Milton Bradley. I suspect there will never be an edible version of Scrabble, but if there is, I'll eat my words. Question number 1. What's the worst letter you could get in Scrabble? Matt Schulman.
Anyone out of that musty Crown Royal velvet letter bag that's in the 50-year-old game in your grandfather's basement?
It does have that smell, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
$5 for that trip down memory lane. Vice Principal Bach?
In Scrabble, as in life, I'd say that the worst letter a guy can generally get is one that starts with Dear John.
Oh, goodness gracious, sir. $5. What a tough letter to get. Question number 2. What are Sid, Tef, Key, and Zol? Vice Principal Botnick.
Not sure, but I thought I heard in a late night infomercial that Sid, Tef, Key, Zol may cause side effects such as... Check with your doctor to see if Cetefkazole is right for you.
$4, sir, plus a bonus 3 if you tell me what the worst side effect that you encountered was.
They're not on the show.
Okay, it rhymes with banal breakage. Anyway, Matt Schulman.
Can you say those again, please?
Is this a spelling bee? Sid, Tef, Key, and Zol.
Yeah, I was right. It's signs that James is having a stroke.
Oh, gosh. Well, at least I'm not alone in the family. Oh, $5 there. And a trip to the emergency department. Thank you.
Can I go for the steal?
For bonus bucks.
I personally think it's how a dyslexic wraps up the game with the high score.
Yeah, the steal for $3. And probably the reason a lot of people don't play Scrabble. Question number three, then. Scrabble is not the original name for this divine board game. What is? Matt Schulman.
Amish Wordle.
A full $10 in the response of the year. Vice Principal Botnick.
I don't know what the original name is, but I know that when I go over to my sister's house, it's affectionately called, "No, that's not a word. You're an idiot. Go home."
Oh, the loss and an ejection as well. Is that also one of the side effects?
Yeah, you know what? Really, Satef Gazal, keep away from it.
What's the word?
Goodness gracious, including our bonus bucks from last week, we're up to $52. I think we could all go out for lunch and take some friends this week. Congratulations. Yeah. Well played, everyone. And that leads us into Wednesday's word.
Yeah, before I get there, I just wanted to share an observation. You know, Scrabble's demise, I think, is directly correlated to autocorrect. You know, I think that's why everybody's switched to Candy Crush. Anyway, today's word is tile. So my pup, Paze, got into our box of Scrabble and ate all the Scrabble tiles last night. And I'm telling you, this morning's walk, I'm really not looking forward to. I think it's going to spell disaster.
Oh, well, yes, a new high for the wise guys and girl and Matt, and that is it for us, everyone. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. And hey, if you find yourself stuck with the letters D and O at the end of a game of Scrabble, you should try to make do. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.